Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Maxa here too. Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing. Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks. Also, Ultimate Fisherman Chris Minix here too. Having a good time talking fishing.
You got it, man. Just doing the things we love doing. We're talking boats. We're talking fishing. We're talking Cedros Island. Just so much cool stuff going on the show this morning. And if you want to be a part of it, we want to hear from you. There's two ways you can reach us. And it's been a very busy morning, but each of our phone lines do have at least one opening right now. So it's a great time to call. First is our local line. That one is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Open right now or reach us on our toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only your opportunity to talk to this expert panel of guests, but also your shot at winning a couple of great prizes. We mentioned at the beginning of the show today, but one lucky caller is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the World Cup with that great Marlin frame, the neutral gray lens, and that super thin Maui Jim glass, a great pair of glasses for one lucky caller. In addition to that, somebody's going to get a Salty package, a Salty Crew package of clothing, handpicked by Ron himself. You're getting a Salty shirt, Salty shorts, and a Salty Crew hat. Very cool prizes for two lucky callers at the end of the show today.
Indeed. Let's find out what's biting out there, Rick.
Sounds good. Today it's time for the Catch Report, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, Ron's next-door neighbor, and your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses. They do trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all of the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for more info. Let's start it off with our private boater buddy, our fishdope.com reporter and the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, yes. Well,
morning,
this is the first weekend of our 2018 summer season, and let me tell you guys, it is starting off in fine style. There is so much big fish scattered all over the Southern California Bight. It's just amazing. But let me give you a few highlights here at Catalina, right in our backyard, plenty of opportunity, plenty of boats too, no shortage of boats. For Yellowtail, in reality, you can cast a bait just about anywhere at that island right now. It's loaded tonnage of fish around there. You know, squid's good for bait. Well, with the water warming up, sardines are probably a little better to target the really biggest ones. Sotrol, a big Rapala, or a live mackerel. There's really some good ones at the island right now. And a little more sea bass mixed in this week to go with it, including some tanker grade. Backside West was working, and lots of boats mounted up on it now, but that's the way it is. Tackle bass all over the whole island. It's just springtime, summertime at Catalina. It's fun fishing. San Clemente Island, really good signal there also. Lots of yells, including the real tanker grade on the front side, and big fish and flat calm water. I mean, that's as good as it gets. Backside West, that's coming together again. A little bit of squid showing up there. Yells and sea bass both in that zone. And then I was talking to Danny from Fish Dope just a little bit ago. We were doing some speculation about the other end of the island, Desperation Reef. You know, that bluefin has been trending that direction and have not heard of any counts yet, but I'm telling you what, you want to get a hold of the curve, check out Desperation there, not for cods, big yellows and bluefin. And speaking of that bluefin, the offshore scene, those those guys are here in huge numbers right now. That stuff floated up this week. Everybody got to look at what's really here. It's very impressive. It's not biting all that well. I mean, it's a massive amount of fish that mostly use kind of that bluefin deal, not biting so much, but no shortage of them. Main area has been trickling out to the west, that 1,000-fathom water out southwest of 43, my favorite albacore grounds back in the day. But that that deep water out southwest of the bank is where a lot of the activity is right now. A lot of big ones mixed in there, heavy tackle guys. And then locally, Huntington Beach, Horseshoe Kelp, Palos Verdes, Rocky, even up in Santa Monica Bay proper. I mean, it's been good fishing on the bigger barracuda, lots of calico bass, some sand bass, a few nice yellows mixed in, and a good shot at tanker sea bass in there now. Congratulations to my friends on the Fandango. They got some nice ones yesterday. And then, for a last minute, breaking news type report, Dan just called me just like 2 seconds before I went on here. One of the sport boats got 170 yellows. You guys have been talking about all that good yellowtail fishing scattered around all over the place. How about 170 yellows at San Nicolas Island yesterday?
Whoa,
nice.
Yeah. Yellowtail
are
here.
What, guys, there is a huge spread of fish. There's so much of it here. It's mostly really good fishing, mostly decent weather, although we might have a little weird southeast wind thing tonight, so watch out for that. I think it's time to go fishing, guys.
No doubt, Mark. Great report. I love this time of year when it's like all the categories of fish that you talk. It's not like, well, hopefully this is an opportunity. It's kind of you pick what you want to go do, and then you pick your destination and go do it at. It's summertime, and it's game on.
Yeah, so those BD Outdoor guys on the Yellowtail Shootout today are going to find some yellows, you think, huh?
You know, they've got just fantastic options with the, you know, some bigger fish at the coast and then all of the islands holding. It's going to be really interesting, and they should get some really big ones. I'm be interested to see where the heck they caught them at.
I
don't envy the Waymasters of the BD Outdoor Yellowtail Shootout because they are going to be very busy. Because there is very good yellowtail fishing going on, and a lot. And that tournament is huge. And we got to say congratulations to those guys. I know before the earlier in the week, I think they were up to 90 participants. Yeah. So there's a lot of people, and going to be a great tournament. But there's going to be a lot of those boats all bringing yellowtails to the scale.
Yeah, way to go, Ollie and Jason and Michelle for putting together a great tournament there. And fishdope.com is the source for all of them there. There's going to be some good yellowtail information there tonight. I can guarantee you that. Fishdope.com, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And Mark Wish, how do we find you?
Oh, Pete, we're in the corner. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger and Huntington Beach. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And you guys should stop by and see this 150-gallon double tank we got. Getting ready to go out the door. This thing's absolutely awesome.
Nice.
Very good, Mark. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You know what? It's starting to get interesting, guys.
Yeah.
Going on.
All right. Well, good luck getting out fishing, and thanks for the report.
All right. Let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th? Could the pace of yellowtail from last week possibly have continued again?
Absolutely, on those full-day trips, San Diego Death Islands there. Very good yellowtail fishing, so seeing a little bit of bonita, barracuda. Actually caught a couple of halibut yesterday, so that's kind of a nice, or a couple days ago, excuse me, that was a nice little change up there. Very good fishing on those trips, so I'm saying they're not all, you know, 3-4 pounders. There's some bigger
nice
fish mixed in there. So definitely worth going on there, especially if this weather continues. A little bit of gray there, but nothing stops slowing down the fishing there. Half-day trips, nice mix of fish on there. So a lot of calico bass early in the week. Starting to see a lot of sand bass also. Barracuda, occasional yellowtail in there. Not really a lot there, but definitely lots of options. And about what you'd expect in the springtime to summertime kind of transition here. Very good. The overnight boats definitely starting to pick up a little bit. Not quite where I'd want it to be, but those bluefin they're seeing, there's a lot of big fish in there. The Tribute had 10 of them, and a lot of them were in that 100 to 200-pound range there. So definitely very good options to catch some big fish on there. And it's not quite where we want it to be, but it's going to blow up here pretty soon. So definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. We have our half days, our full days if you want to go down the islands and get some yellowtail. Those overnights, if you want to shot those big bluefin, or at some point here, I'm sure they're going to start seeing some more stuff. You can make your reservations directly online there. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And you can always come down and visit us in person, like we talk about. Don't wait till right before you go out to get that gear ready, because if everyone else does that, you might have quite a bit of a wait there. So get your gear ready to go now. Get out of the closet, out of the garage, get it tuned up and ready for the season, because I think it's going to take off pretty good here soon.
Marcos, we talk about it all the time, and I know I saw some of the pictures from that great trip of the Tribute, and I know a lot of those big fish got caught on flatfalls. And just to stress it yet again, because we hear it all the time, if you're going to fish those big ones, make sure you have a really heavy fluorocarbon leader on that flatfall. And I know the guys at the tackle shop at C4th can do it. You know, if you bring your flatfall down, don't just go on the boat and assume it's okay. Just grab one of those guys behind the counter. Hey, this is what I got. Is it going to be up to the standards of a big one? And I know they'd dial you in.
Absolutely, and they've been rigging up a lot of those, so they know what they're doing.
That's a good call. Well, Marcos, unbelievable report from 200 pounders to 200 fish a trip at the Coronado Islands. I think things are going on at Seaforth. One more time, shoot us the phone number if somebody wants to get in this week on the continued great action.
619-224-3383 if you want to talk to us. If you want to just go online and make your reservations without the middleman there, seaforthlanding.com.
Awesome. Great job, Marcos. We appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financials out on the Searcher.
Nice.
On a 3-day. So no report from him today. So that wraps up our catch report.
You got it. And today it was sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza knives are made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. They offer a variety of fillet knives as well as hunting, general purpose, and one-of-a-kind collector knives. Once you try an Anza knife, you'll be hooked. Check anzaknives.com for more details. That's anzaknives.com. And you can see Don from Anza Knives at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show next week in Costa Mesa.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for that. And let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
You got it, man. They are jam-packed. And why don't this time we talk to Mitch? He's calling us from Hamul this morning. Good morning, Mitch. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Mitch.
Hey, I'm considering doing a full-day trip to the Coronados. I was wondering if you guys have a boat that you recommend.
Yes.
Good choice.
Yeah, they're all good. There is some great fishing at the Coronado Islands right now. And
the two best?
Yeah, the Liberty and the San Diego. Those would be my favorites for sure. I mean, there's a lot of great options out
well,
there.
Mission
the
Bell
Mission
would be
Bell
great
is
too.
A,
yeah, out of Point Loma Sport
took
Fishing.
The words out of my mouth. The Mission
Smaller
Bell would be a
load.
Great option. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a great captain was Captain Steve Peterson.
Oh, Steve's like the ultimate.
All of them offer, you know, their own pros. You know, there's not really any cons. You know, going fishing with Captain Ryan Boston on the San Diego, what can you say? The guy is literally the master of Yellowtail on a very comfortable boat and a you know, as good of an operation as there possibly is.
It's out of Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Yep. Going on the Liberty, again, Captain Taro Takeuchi, a fantastic fisherman, worked with Booger for a number of years, as well as the American Angler, runs that boat like it were a long-range trip. I mean, just
big
again,
boat with bunks.
You got it.
If you want to get a little rest, you get a bunk.
High-end food, yep. Ability to take a bunk, even to grab a shower. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're driving back up to L.A., you can sleep on the way back in. You can grab a shower, refresh yourself for the drive home. Yep. So a very cool opportunity there. And then you said a great part about going fishing on the Mission Bell. That's the sleeper of all. Captain Steve Peterson, one of the best there is. A little bit lighter load, low to the water, brand new RSW fish hold. Those guys put a lot of money into the boat. So there are some really good options.
So the landings you want to concentrate on, Point Loma Sport Fishing, Fisherman's Landing, Seaforth Sport Fishing. Those are the three best landings in town. So those are the ones you want to go fishing with. Have a great time. Now would be a very good time
yes,
to go fishing.
Go right now.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into the phones, this time talking to Bruce. And Bruce is calling from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual. Question for Jeff down there. When you catch like some nice yellowtail, does it go back to the mothership and you keep it and that type of thing? Do you get to bring any fish home?
Yeah, great question. Great question. Thank you. So what we do, I have the Ponga's always with us as a support boat. So we're out there fishing. So everyone has a VHF radio. So when you hook up, usually call out to the groups and let everyone know you're on. The Ponga comes over, we're taking photos of you, maybe some video too. You gaff your fish, or if you're releasing the fish, you know, you pull it up on your lap. We'll get a bunch of photos of you and then either let it go, or if you're keeping it, then we bring it on the Ponga. And immediately we like to pull not only the gills, but we pull the guts and everything out of the fish. Just helps cool it down a lot quicker. And then we rinse it out real good, and then they opened a new ice house right next door to my place. And
nice.
So we're buying a couple hundred pounds of shaved ice every day and just filling our fish boxes with that in our game bags. And so your fish, immediately we stuff it full of ice, the belly, and then we just bury the things that we can't see it under the ice. And, I mean, we had a great sushi party at our place.
That sushi was
the meat was so clear. You know what I mean? From bleeding it correctly and pulling the guts is really, I think, a key now. And then when you're filleting, you know, you don't end up with any mess on your fillet table, and that way you don't have to use a lot of water when you're filleting
nice.
And stuff like that. So that's what we're doing at our house.
I have a theory about yellowtail, because a lot of people go, I don't like yellowtail. And I think it's because they don't bleed it properly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you bleed yellowtail properly, the meat is white.
Absolutely.
It is absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it's almost, it's clear. Like,
yeah.
It's really, yeah, it's taking care of any fish that you catch. I mean, we've had some of the finest bonita meals, believe it or not, because, you know, if you prep it correctly, burying it in ice, pulling the guts and everything out, bleeding it correctly, burying it in ice so it stays, gets nice and firm when you're going to fillet it, you know. So that's the key for us.
Pete, you taught me a thing on our private boat that we do a lot with yellowtail, and that's the 5-gallon bucket. Mm-hmm. And, you know, cutting the gill raker and then putting the thing into a 5-gallon bucket upside down and even changing the water out one or two times.
Right.
That is that you taught me that years ago. That made the world of difference. Like you said, getting the blood out of those fish is probably the most important thing you can do. And I like the call on gilling a gut. Why not? I mean, it's one of those things we don't take a ton of fish anymore. We take one or two. So what's the difference in taking a little bit more time with the one or two that you are planning on keeping and having it ultra premium?
Great point.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
That's I learned that from Ken Yasuda, you know, how to prepare them. And on Pete's boat, he's adamant about getting those cut upside down. I got photos of them sitting in the bucket, and I'm going, Yeah, that yellowtail we had down there that Richard caught.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And so also I think you had another question. You know, we bring fish home. I send fish home. We don't send a lot of fish home with the guys,
but
we're definitely it's all fresh, never frozen. We don't freeze anything in my house. It's either fresh
all packaged
or I have Rory over at Traeger has completely taken care of me down there. So we are smoking fish now and then vacuum sealing it and sending home smoked fish with guys. Yeah, it's
wow.
Man,
that's so rad.
Been really, you know, we're eating that stuff throughout the trip and everything. Like, yeah, that's like, it's changed everything for me down there, having the Traeger. Our meals are, the food has gone through the roof. You know what I mean? So.
Fantastic.
So cool.
Hey,
thanks for the questions.
A lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Ron. He's called us from San Marcos this morning. Hey, Ron, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey. Good morning, you guys.
Hi, Ron.
I understand that both of you just got back from a trip to Alaska, and I'm leaving on a trip for Alaska on Tuesday. Just wondering what kind of clothes I ought to pack. I'm going to an outfit called Waterfall Resort. It's a fly-in out of Ketchikan on a float plane. So, you know, should I be dressing warm or, you know, packing for cold weather, what should I be doing?
You know, before anything, I need to address one thing very quickly. And Pete has had the distinction of the guy that has brought poor weather to Sitka, Alaska. Our weather was so good that is erased from the record books forever.
Okay,
yeah, done. That is no longer
a
thing.
We're not still blaming Steve Pinard.
Well, we'll wait until next year. But you're cleared of that for sure. It was that good that never before on our trip to Kingfisher, every single day walking down to the boat, I was on a pair of board shorts and a t-shirt.
But that being said, Ron, they have a saying in Alaska, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute.
Yes.
Because it changes every day. What the forecast is for tomorrow could be totally different than it was today. Although, they hit it pretty darn close, you know, Windy TY, just as far as the wind and such. But you're going to an ultimate resort. Waterfall Resort's a super high-end place that basically provides everything you need. They'll provide your boots, your slickers, your everything you need, all your rods and reels. So you really don't have to take anything but your layers. And I like to layer. I like to use Patagonia and Sims underlayers. They both make excellent underlayers. So bring your long underwear, bring your layers, and just layer up accordingly. The other thing that was a lifesaver for all of us on our boat this year in Kingfisher was the AFCO Horizon Fleece Jacket.
Yeah.
Waterproof, windproof, as far as a layer. That's like kind of an outer layer that goes outside. So
and relatively inexpensive, too.
That jacket's $110, AFCO Horizon Fleece. So I'd highly recommend one of those and then some layers underneath and then use their foul weather gear and their boots. Although Ricky and I both use those new short extra tough boots, and those are great.
Yeah, for packing
easy
wise,
traveling.
They're great.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, just you know, bring your layers, and that would be a key for you. Have a great trip.
I want to throw one more out there too. And you nailed it right. Patagonia and Sims probably make the highest end base layer stuff. someone else who makes a really good pair of, like, thermal but very tight-fitting and very comfortable that's not too terribly expensive is Grundon's. They have a product called Fish Skins, and it's a lesser expensive and a really, really good base layer if you happen to get there and it's cold, because it's Alaska. It rains. It didn't on us. On our trip was great. It was great weather. But for the most part, it rains all the time. Yep. It's gray. It's cold. It's windy. And then it's beautiful and it's nice. And you just got to be prepared to layer up or layer down, no matter when you're going.
Plan on, you know, and a stocking cap. You know.
Good call.
AFCO makes some great stocking caps. But I'll tell you what. You plan accordingly for the cold and wet. And then, like, we were fishing in shorts and T-shirts.
Yep.
And that can happen, too. So, hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Fred Huber from the Daily Doubles on the line. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Morning, Rick.
What's up, Fred?
What's up out there?
You guys are killing the bass.
Yeah, it's been so much fun. So, as you guys know, I switched my schedule, and we're doing that two trips a day, 8:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon, and then 3 in the afternoon to 8:30 in the evening. And last year was our first year doing it, and I was so impressed by the calico bass fishing in the evenings. But I was always wanting to see what was going to happen with the sand bass. And, you know, last couple of years, the sand bass have just been missing from IB. Like, there's been no body of fish, and it's there. It's there. It showed up this past week, and some pretty quality sand bass fishing this past week. And
awesome. And so now I know the Everingham Brothers Bait Company's had anchovies. Is that helping?
Yes, they've been working pretty hard this year. They've been split between going up the coast and then finally some bait starting to show up on our beach. So that's made it a little easier for them. But I know they're working pretty hard. That's always a game changer for our bass fishing, whether it's calicos or sand bass. And, we had anchovies all this week. We had good sand bass fishing, as a result, but you know, that fish needs to show up too.
Fred, I saw that.
I have all the anchovies in the world, but there ain't no fish there. It don't matter.
Yeah,
I saw some video that a passenger shot on board your boat earlier in the week, and I was really impressed not only at the quantity, which is obvious, but the quality of bass you guys are catching down there too. There's some really nice ones.
Yeah, well, you know, Rick, when they ball up and spawn like that, it's the good fish. It's, you know, the quality of the fish is there. And it just, they get so easy to catch sometimes that, when we first found it, there was times, you know, the customers were squealing, there's six fish following the one I'm winding in.
That's pretty awesome.
And, you know, it's just, it's a big biomass of fish, and they're gathered up and, you know, you get on them right. You know, obviously we don't get on them right every time, but this week has been pretty awesome. Well, I watched a lot of fish come over the rail this week.
Well, you heard about the great fishing we were talking about on the Mission Bell with Captain Steve Peterson, your partner. How do we get on the Daily Double? Go on that morning or evenings?
The Mission Bell. Contact Point Loma Sport Fishing at 619-223-1627. Or you can look at us at PointLomaSportFishing.com. You can buy your tickets online. Makes things real easy, and show up and come join us.
All right,
awesome, Fred.
Appreciate the report very much, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Way to go on getting those sand bass and
calicos. Keep getting them.
Indeed. Let's go to the sky. Report from Tom Green, the sack spotter plane man. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Tom. Sounds like a great week, huh?
Well, I'm telling you what, there's a lot of local tuna, that's for sure. That's, there, and all different kinds of sizes. I saw some stuff that had to be 200 plus, this week. It was very good. I've lost sight of the stuff that we had down below, and I've been really scouring the area down there good for it. And the only thing that's telling me, it's probably on the move. So hopefully it's pushing up for, closer all the time.
That sounds good. So you've put the sack boats on the fish this week and keying up a little bit closer to home, or is it further away?
Well, no, I'm still seeing some stuff down there close, southwest of the Coronado Islands, not too far, and then And then out there towards Clemente, that stuff is kind of moving in. It moves in a little bit towards the 302, and then it seems like it backs off. But it seems like it's just hanging right in the same area there. It looks like it's going to be good fishing. A lot of the guys were on, and the fish were breezing good. And the, you know, the guys on the sport boats, those skippers, they see those breezers so good. They're really good at seeing that fish.
What's been the average size or fish class that you've been seeing out there right now, Tom?
You know, just like I said, Rick, that the fish up here, I'm seeing all the way from 25 to 30-pound fish all the way up to 250-pound. It's mixed. It seems like the schools are very segregated. If you get on a school of big fish, it's going to be all straight big fish. And then a quarter mile away, you'll see a 50, 60-ton school of 35, 40-pound fish. And then maybe a mile and a half away, you're going to see a school of 25, 30-pound fish.
This is cool.
Just really a lot of different year classes. And there's a lot of fish here, you guys. It looks like, still to me, it looks like we're going to have a tremendous season. I mean, my goodness, we're not even in July.
Sounds like if a guy's going on a sack boat, he better bring all of his fishing tackle then, from 25-pound pea shooter gear all the way up to, you know, being able to tackle a local cow.
Not that I know anything about catching fish on a hook and line, but I just read a report last night Ted Dunn sent to me. And it said that the bluefin have the best eyesight of any tuna fish out there. So that's why they're so shy to bite. They see those lines, I guess.
Got to be clever. Hey, Tom Green, Sac Spotter Plane, appreciate all your information. And could it get better?
Oh, definitely. There's no doubt in my mind. Again, we're not even in July.
Yeah.
We haven't even started kicking it off yet, I don't believe.
Yeah. Tom, thanks a lot for all your reports. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds great.
Thanks, all right. Tom. All right. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past 6 seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do, but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, one line open. I know it's been a busy morning. 877-792-1090. You have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses and a Salty Crew package. So this Tuesday is a big night at the Bali High.
Yeah.
In Mission Bay. It is the captain's meeting with Paul Hebert and Dave Marciano from the Wicked Tuna Show. The prize list is unbelievable. There's, I don't know how many thousands and thousands of dollars of prizes that are going to be given away that day. Silent auction, live auctions, and raffle. It's all about taking kids fishing, the Capmorales Kids at Sea program. So if you haven't purchased your tickets, go to Captain Rollo's with an S, CaptainRollo's.org, and buy your tickets online. $25. And the Bali High puts on an ultimate food spread. They have cocktails and drinks and other stuff there. So 5 p.m., 5 to 8 p.m. this Tuesday night. I'll be there. I know, Ricky, you're going to be there.
Absolutely.
And wouldn't miss it. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
You should be there. Tuesday night, CaptainRollo's.org. There may be tickets at the door, but I would suggest getting them online right now. Check it out this Tuesday night at the Bali High. Castman, Richard Castaneda, you're late, buddy.
I know, man. It's my the grandsons. They hit the bar here at Palmas a little hard last night. Hector knocked him down with some Cadillac margaritas, so I've been struggling to get them all up and get packed. We're leaving here in an hour.
Oh, very good. All right. How was the fishing?
You know, boys will be boys, but, yeah, no, it's fishing was pretty good. We got here on Tuesday. We fished Wednesday. We had 10 football-sized tuna to 20 pounds. Took a day off on Thursday. Took them on a tour of Cabo and San Jose del Cabo, and then fished yesterday. Raised about 7 billfish, and we released 2 striped marlin. So boys are really happy. It was the first marlin ever, and they each tag teamed one fish. So 2 of them fought the fish, each fish. So it was pretty cool. Got some great pictures and really nice. But overall, there's a lot of billfish down here right now. They've got a tournament going on here at Palmas. Just ended yesterday. It was the Fish and Chips. And yesterday was their fishing day, and today's their poker day. And, yeah, Mark Rarer's boat, Vaqueta, took first place for the biggest tuna at 33 pounds. So not a lot of big fish down here right now.
Yeah.
But and then we caught some Dorado too, small guys. We released them all. They were probably 3-4 pounds, so we released those small guys, let them grow up. But otherwise, the fishing down in San Jose, I was talking with Eric Brixton on Thursday when we went down. I visited with him for a while. And the fishing up in his area, there's a lot of green water right now. Most of them are brought in by that last tropical storm Bud that went through the area. It really stirred things up, scattered the bait, scattered the fish, and there's just nothing happening. I think once that water settles down here in the next couple of days, I think you'll see that fishing come on. But East Cape and La Paz are doing well. Matter of fact, there was one of the Palmas boats went up to Saravo Island there at the southeast end at Roca Montaña, and they had 7 wahoo, and they also got some tuna to 40 to 50 pounds. And that was, I think, I was talking with Eddie Damow, and that was on Tuesday, the day we got in. But so there's some good fishing going on north of San Jose del Cabo, but that's this week's risk fish report, Pete. And hey, if I go down to that thing on Tuesday, think I'll win a prize?
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, you got to come to the Rollo event. Why would you not? It's too good of a time, and there is enough prizes, Castman, that I think even you would win something.
Cool. Okay. Well,
it's
I think
really
I'm gonna,
good time.
I may grab a buddy of mine and head on down there and enjoy the atmosphere as long as Pete's going to buy me a couple of beers.
You show up, I'll buy you a couple of beers, Castman. You're on. It's a great, great event, and you should be there because it's a lot of fun.
Beer's no problem, but you switch to a Bali High Mai Tai, you better look out, Castman.
Yeah.
Oh, God, don't tell me that.
Yeah.
I'll be like my grandsons. I'll be crawling back. Yeah, that's it.
All right, if somebody wants to come down and book a trip of Cast Tours, how do we do that?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
And see you Tuesday at the Bally High.
All right, man.
Okay,
talk to you then.
Talk to you soon. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Phones are packed up. Everybody's patiently waiting. We got some very patient callers on the line. Let's talk to Cliff. He's calling us from Lakewood. What's up, Cliff?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Good morning.
I just I love your archives on your app on the web. That was great listening to old Bongo Joe's and old Al from Topanga. Great, good callers there.
Dick Uranga. Yeah, those. That's only available on the new Let's Talk Cookup app. So thanks to Adam for posting those. We have a new one up there right now, the classic hookups.
That's cool.
As well as the current archives, too, are always there for you, too.
I have a question on the travel. Is it the same way you get in a van and you drive down there to Ensenada and fly over? Is that how you guys get down there?
Yeah, that's still our best method. We all rendezvous at Fastlane Kayaks there in Mission Bay, and then my driving service comes up, picks us up, and then takes us down, and we get our visas at the border real quick, and then, yeah, straight to Ensenada for a good meal before we get on the plane.
You got it dialed.
Yeah, you know, I know the night before what time we're leaving, and so I'm not going down and sitting in Ensenada. Like, if we're on the second plane, we're not meeting until 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Perfect. So that we drive down, I have just enough time to go get some tacos at my favorite spot and then go to the airport and get on the plane. Like, there's no sitting around down there.
That works. It's so
much
fun.
I like that. Very good.
All right, Cliff,
thanks a lot
for the call this morning.
All right, how about next up, we talk to John. He's calling us from San Diego. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
John?
How often at Cedros are you catching the wahoo and the tuna? How frequently is that happening?
Every year. So last year I got into the tuna in July, and it didn't stop until I stopped going in December right before Christmas.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, and I missed January, then February when I didn't get one, but the water was down to 63.
You catching tuna from the kayak?
We did get them from the kayak.
Yeah?
In 50 feet of water last year.
Come
yeah.
On
stick baits, yeah. You know, we barbecue on the beach a lot, and so Christian had, we were making sirloin burgers one day, so he called us in it was time to eat, and I was a couple hundred yards from him. So, you know, you never move around over there without putting something behind your kayak, you know, and I just threw the SP Minnow out, didn't even move, barely 20 feet, and had, you know, nice, you know, school size, 15, 20 pounder, you know what I mean? But I was
right
looking
there
at the shore. I was 50 feet of water.
Your burger was right there.
I could smell it.
Yeah.
I could smell it.
I saw Chris shaking his head like, oh, yeah, talking about catching tunas from the kayak.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Wahoo fishing is good at the island every single year. Late in the season, though, October, November, those things are running through the channel right there between Bonitos and Cedros. And so you can go out there, troll the bigger Rapalas, Marauders, you know, the cowbells, things like that. Like, yeah, we get them on all those type of lures every year.
Yeah. And one thing I'll say about Jeff is he doesn't just walk the walk. He does it. He walks the walk. He doesn't talk the talk. That's what I was trying to say. He fishes hard. I don't think there's anybody that fishes harder than him.
No.
Other than Chris. Maybe
I was going to say except for Chris.
Maybe Chris.
But, you know, when you go on a trip with Jeff, he listens to what the island's doing. So you're not chasing something that's not there, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not time to go try to catch one yellowtail, but you can catch so many calicos. And it was, I mean, this last trip was epic. I mean, big calicos every cast.
Yeah.
Nice.
Amazing.
I think that is what sets me apart from other places is that I'm there. I'm the owner. I'm the guide. You're staying at my personal house. Like, my wife and I are extremely invested in this. She decorated that place. Like, it's built for women to come. You know, it's all the creature comforts. And that's just, I think, what sets us apart. You get your own room, AC in there and everything. But We're hands-on. You know, no one else is doing this for me. Like, I'm doing it. I'm taking you fishing. I'm showing you what's going on. We're going to all of my favorite spots. I'm not fishing with the other boats. I like to go fish by ourselves. There's fish all around the island. You're at Cedros. I mean,
and you can fish from a panga or you can fish
anything
from a kayak.
We'll use all of my stuff.
Yeah.
Anything
that
we got.
Four people per trip.
Four max.
Unreal.
So hey, cool.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Want to remind you, our next San Diego County Ford Dealers Live Remote is Saturday, July the 7th. From Mossy Ford and Pacific Beach, right in Ron's backyard there, Mossy Ford and Pacific Beach on Saturday, July 7th. And we're going to be giving away that Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastlane Kayaks and a trip for one to Cedros Kayak Fishing on Cedros Island. That's grand prize number one. Grand prize number two, four-night package for two at Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. That includes round-trip ticket from San Diego, Orange County, or LAX to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines. Hey, be sure to check that Alaska Airlines banner on the front page of letstalkhookup.com for more details. We're going on a trip on the Blackjack from Dana Landing and a whole bunch more stuff there, too, as a cowboy and Tommy P giving away a lot of stuff. So you want to check that out. It's going to be Saturday, July 7th at Mossy Ford and PB. That's going to be your second chance to qualify for those two great grand prizes. And of course, we will miss Dick Warren, our engineer there, but Isaiah will be there
carrying on
for him, for sure.
All right, hey, let's jump back into him. We're going to talk to Brian. He's calling us from Westminster this morning. Hey, Brian, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
So, Brian,
I don't have any experience with kayak fishing, and I'm just wondering, is the learning curve pretty hard if you go down to Cedros,
that's,
or is it
question,
something you could pick up really quick?
Yeah, it takes about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mo and his son came with us.
Yeah.
They hadn't kayaked.
Zero kayak fishing.
Were they comfortable in the water?
Oh
absolutely.
Yeah. So I think if you're comfortable in the water.
Yeah. Like they had kayaked on other brands,
yeah,
you know, and the Hobie is so different than any other kayak,
yeah,
you know, that once they got on them, they're so stable. The Mirage Drive changes everything when you don't have to paddle.
Yeah,
you mean,
for
you're
sure,
pedaling. You know,
but
what
I would
mean?
Say
so,
if you've never been on a kayak and you surf, or you snorkel,
mm-hmm,
or do anything water-oriented, you'll be an absolute natural,
yeah,
on the kayak.
And I, for myself, like, I take a lot of time. I like people to come down that have no experience because then they listen better than others.
Yeah.
Well, Richard Rios was last year. He was,
yeah,
just on this trip.
Exactly.
Last year he was kind of, you know, learning. And this,
exactly,
year he caught
most,
some of the biggest,
yeah,
calicos he's ever caught.
Bite. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, inexperience is, you know, a great thing for us, you know.
And is there anything more fun than being towed around on a kayak by a yellowtail? I mean, that is like...
Well, thresher shark is pretty fun, too.
That's the best.
Or a 100-pound grouper. Like, that's,
yeah,
pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You've got a world record grouper down,
absolutely,
there.
Absolutely, yeah.
100
that's,
pounds?
That's the thing, you know. You listen to what that island tells you to do, and you target the species that day that want to cooperate and want to bite, you know, and... We come up with some miraculous catches.
That's, yeah, really cool, learning how to fish that island. I mean, it's so different when you're in boiler rocks casting right where the foam is, mm-hmm, instead of being on a ponga out further away.
Right.
It's go-kart fishing, you know.
Go-kart fishing.
You know, you're right. And I got to tell you, it's easier to catch a big fish,
mm-hmm,
on a kayak because you're not bringing the fish to the boat. You're bringing the boat.
Right.
Do the fish.
One other thing that I also do is, you know, we'll get to an area with the ponga and we'll start fishing. And if I fish there so much that I know what should be going on. And if it's not happening, we did it on this trip. Like, I was not comfortable. Everyone was catching. They were having a great time. But I know that there was better fishing to be found. So I immediately call Ron and say, hey, take two guys. Ponga's coming. Let's load up. We're going to move a couple miles and get into a new spot and try something different, you know what I mean? Just instead of, like, moving in the kayaks, like, we're going to save our energy and use the ponga all day long. I'll move all day if I have to.
So can you put four kayaks on that ponga?
Six.
You can put six,
yeah,
kayaks? You have, like, a rack or something?
No, we just stack them well and
strap them.
Ron gave us some great straps, and we strap them in,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
And then there's still room for people?
Absolutely, and we're fishing, catching yellows
big,
and everything.
That's a big ponga.
27 feet, you know.
Oh, it's a big ponga. Yeah.
Well organized, you know, we just store everything. But if we, like, when Ron came down with all his boys last year, we had six guys, then I get out my other ponga, too. So we'll put all the kayaks in one boat, and then I'll send them out early to go get set up, and then we'll come in my second boat. Everyone brings their jig stick because you kind of see yellows almost every day. So we have our jig sticks with us while we're traveling, and then we'll go find the other ponga, and then, you know, usually when we show up, the kayaks are already in the water, fish finders are turned on, bait tanks are running, pumping water, and they're just ready for
this
us
guy
to
has,
oh my get
God,
off.
Figured out.
Man,
well,
you know,
figured out.
You need,
yeah,
to, you need
job
to build some more rooms, man.
Yeah.
More people want to go.
Yeah,
sometimes
great,
less
but,
is more.
Yeah, it is. You know, the personal touch is what it's all about. You know what I mean?
So, and bottom line is, book a trip because they go quickly. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got those brand new Maui Jims and the Salty Crew Pack. You stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer.
details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of those Maui Jim World Cup sunglasses are going to John in San Diego, and the Salty Crew clothing package, that's going to Bob in Murrieta. Guys, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked with your new gear.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks, Ron Lane, Fast Lane for the Salty Crew.
Yeah.
Thank you for all you do for us here on Let's Talk Hookup, and that big prize for sure that you and Jeff are donating for our grand prize
cool.
for our San Diego County Four Dealers Live Remotes. And if somebody wants to take advantage of one of those special event kayaks that are discount price, never happens, take advantage of it. How do we find you?
No, just give us a call at the shop at 619-222-0766. Talk to some of the boys. They'll explain what's going on, what's happening. I mean, we've got pro anglers for sale from the Fishing Mission. We've got a few compasses left, and we have a couple of the I-11s. That just came up because we're not using as many because Fishing Mission's winding down.
Nice.
But those would be good hookups.
Yeah, for sure. Go check it out. Fast Lane Kayaks right there next to Dana Landing in Mission Bay. And Jeff Sedros Kayak Fishing, you get me so pumped up.
I know.
I want to go tomorrow.
I want to go back tomorrow.
Yeah, no, it's. I feel so fortunate to be part of that island and everything you've done for me, Pete, from the start. So thank you for everything.
And don't forget Sedros Tackle, too.
Absolutely.
If you go to the island, go to Sedros Tackle and pick up the odds and ends that work on the island. So how do we find you? We want to book one of those last. You had spots available in August, you said.
That I have one spot left on that 27th through 31st trip that I mentioned last week. Yeah.
Wow. So, and then any spots in November or October? Or?
Yeah, we got a couple trips in November. We're late season fishermen down there still, too. So
best to just
SedrosKayakFishing.com or call me, 760-412-2507. Love talking Sedros.
There you go. You can link that on the Let's Talk Hookup links page, too, SedrosKayakFishing.com.
That's it.
Very good. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for coming in. Tomorrow, Robbie Gant from Shimano will be here talking Shimano and fishing and more. Going to be a great show. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. And thank you for listening. See you tomorrow right back here. Mighty 1090.